This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Keep it going, Bucks. Do it tonight in a different fashion. 41, the difference between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Charlotte Hornets. And if you're at Fiserv Forum, wow, treated to an absolute show tonight by the Milwaukee Bucks as they now move to 17-13. The winning streak continues. The streak for Giannis Antetokounmpo and consecutive double-doubles to start the 2019-2020 campaign comes to a close at 19. But everybody will say, and he has as well, as I brought the conversation up a little bit earlier on social media, once he came out, 20 minutes of work tonight for Giannis. That number will do just fine. And everybody will be happy in the sense of Giannis being able to have some ice on those knees coming up with about 8.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter as the Bucks never trailed in this game. It was really never close. It wasn't in the first half. It wasn't in the first quarter. The Bucks had a 2-point lead to start out the game, never looked back. It only got as close as 3 somewhere late in the first quarter, and the Bucks really took off from there, scoring 32, 34, 35, and 36 points, respectively, in all 4 quarters of tonight's beatdown of the Charlotte Hornets at Fiserv Forum. 414-799-1250 if you'd like to join us. Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Once again, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Dan Plucker in here as well. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer coming up later on in the program. We'll also hear from Matt Velasquez, JS Online beat writer, as he was down for the start of this one throughout the entirety of it and should be a little bit bit quicker inside the Bucks locker room, as, let's call it what it is, every single starter could have went in and taken a shower about halfway through the fourth quarter of tonight's game, and nobody would have found a difference. The Milwaukee Bucks play every single member of the active roster. Every single member of the active roster scores. All but four end up in double figures, those being Eric Bledsoe, Frank Mason Jr., Kyle Korver, and Pat Connaughton. But for Eric Bledsoe, while it was only 2 points on two shot attempts for number six, he was one of the catalysts in a 41-assist night for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight with 10. Did Eric Bledsoe have in that starting unit? Everybody sharing the ball. The ball movement was superb. Pretty continually all night long, rotations across the board. Everybody was touching it. Everybody was feeling it. And everybody was able to get going in a game tonight that the Bucks just had and controlled from the beginning. They controlled and really dominated from the opening tip. And these are the games that we became so accustomed to. Maybe not the full point differential, but these type of runaway games was commonplace in the 2018-2019 season. And I think we are hopefully starting to find the Bucks on having more of these than in the previous nights. Granted, in the 11-game winning streak, the Bucks have, yes, gotten the job done. But a 9-point win over the Cavs, 9-point win against the Hawks, 4-point win against the Jazz, run away a little bit and take down the Pistons by 14, but it was a spread of 8 against the Trailblazers, 8 against the Hawks down in Atlanta. 14, again, was the largest between the Bulls. And go back to that Pacers game where you don't face Malcolm Brogdon, you're able to run away and some garbage time to prevail as well. But at this exact moment, the Bucks are just continuing to coast and continuing to flex muscle and showcase exactly where they are going to be at the end of this season as one of the top two seeds in the Eastern Conference with an opportunity to play for the right to take down and take home the Larry O'Brien Trophy. 17-3 is the mark. Jay tweets in, the 17-3 record includes 6-1 against the West. So it isn't like we're just beating up on cupcakes in the East. They're a team to beat this year. Let's enjoy the ride. And Jay, that's really the best way to put it. There's no other way to enjoy this. You just watched your team decimate 11 straight opponents, completely dismantle every bit of the Charlotte Hornets tonight on a back-to-back. Both teams coming in off a back-to-back. Charlotte got a big win last night against Detroit late. Final seconds of the game, a 3-point win. You took care of business and did what you were supposed to do on the road against the bad Cavs team, but still, Giannis played over 30 minutes in that game. So, a night like tonight, while it is so needed in the long haul, it appears that the Bucks are going to start finding themselves with more of these kind of nights, more of these complete runaway types of games. Games where you just run, hide, and nobody even looks back. And that's exactly what this team was able to do tonight, primarily because of the way that they shared the basketball and just played their game. Continued to move, continued to flow. A season high for the team tonight with 41 assists. Once again, led by Eric Bledsoe. Chris Middleton looked a little bit comfortable coming off the bench in that third quarter. Rode him primarily scoring-wise. He finishes with 15 on 7-of-14 shooting. Most shots that Middleton has gotten up since returning to the lineup from that deep thigh contusion a couple of weeks ago. And the role continues. The route is just on for where this team can go. Started it last night of where does this winning streak end for the Bucks? You tell me. Sure feels like the all eyes are set for a showdown against the Clippers coming up in 6 days from right now at Fiserv Forum when you'll finally get your next true test. But right now, through the first 20 games, the Milwaukee Bucks are 17-13. And I'm trying to figure out how much better they are than they were last year, because we've had the conversation of Giannis being better than he was last year. But the team as a whole, with now being able to settle in, you're almost a full quarter into the season at 20-game mark. You try to break down and analyze where you see the team in knowing somewhat of what you have. The next 20 can be telling in the sense of now you're going to see how you respond to a lot more adversity, but you got a little bit of that. Your second best player missed 7 games. So to say that this team hasn't faced any adversity, I don't think is fair, but has it been the type of adversity where you're truly tested night in and night out? Well, that's definitely no. Because just look at some of the teams that you've beat up on here in the first 20 games. The schedule will get tougher, and it gets tougher later on in the year. That back half definitely finds a lot more upper-tier teams, especially in the Eastern Conference, that you're going to see. But 6-1 against the West can make that 7-1 if you get a win over the Clippers and beat them for the 2 times. You take on Los Angeles here coming up in 6 days from right now. But there is no sign of slowing down for this team. And just how far does it go? Because it doesn't seem like there's an end in sight. It doesn't seem like there is a time for them to slow down coming up anytime soon, especially when you're getting plays and performances team-wise like you had tonight where you set a season high in assists and the ratios were just off the charts of the Bucks sharing the basketball, finding the open man, and being able to capitalize in tonight's game as they beat the Charlotte Hornets 137-96. We'll be back with a game recap. We'll also hear from Mike Budenholzer and Matt Velasquez still to come. It's the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Touch. Appreciate you hanging out after the Bucks dismantle and beat down the Hornets by 41 tonight. We're talking about it with you on the Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on the Fan.
We'll hear from the head coach coming up here momentarily. It's the Bucks, a 137-96 win over the Charlotte Hornets. Everybody plays well, except if you're Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Whoops. I mean, come on, man. You can't even get me in a 41-point drumming. This dude over there's got ice on his knees. It's not even the first TV timeout of the fourth quarter. Yeah, that was Giannis. He was able to be iced down early tonight, and they put it on ice pretty quickly, did the Bucks. 137-96, score over 30 in each of the quarters tonight, and don't allow more than 25. That's usually a good recipe for success. And the Bucks are really, really good. I don't know exactly how far good in the playoffs. I don't know where this ranks all time for teams that this city have seen. All I know is they're really, really, really good. And they have the best player in the league. And it appears that they are much better than they were last year, simply from what we've seen in the first 20 games. So you're a quarter of the way through the season. After tonight's beatdown, you're at 17-3. Just pace that out. You're going to lose 12 games. I mean, I don't know if this team is truly... is this a 70-win team? I don't think so. I thought 58.5, where Vegas set the line for the over-under on team wins, I thought that was pretty fair, because to be as healthy as you were last year for the majority of the season, it's hard to do. Well, the Bucks have already withstood an injury to their second-best player and haven't lost or didn't lose while Chris Middleton was out. 414-799-1250. Justin's listening on the radio.com app in North Carolina. Justin, what's happening, man?
What's up, baby? Tasha, I told these fools out here, I was like, man, we're going to get y'all by 30 tonight. And they laughed at me. And man, we dropped a 40 spot on these
crazy
fools,
man.
Bender, Wilson, everybody getting buckets. What did Middleton finish with tonight, bro?
He finished with 15. He was 7 of 14 from the field.
Barely got a sweat tonight, man. This is great, man. And when you think about it, right, Bender's probably damn near better than everybody on that roster from Charlotte. I mean, I don't know who on that team you could put in. He's the last guy in off of our bench. The only guy that didn't play was the other Antetokounmpo, but he was hurt tonight.
Yeah, he was inactive. He wasn't suited up tonight.
Man, we could have put the herd in on these fools, man. This is
well,
it felt
like a herd game there towards the end, Justin. I mean, you were looking at DiVincenzo running the point with, like, DJ Wilson, Bender, Frank Mason. I mean, it was wild out there what you were running for the last 9 minutes of the game, and Giannis is sitting there with ice on his legs just saying, all right, I'll wait till Monday.
And what's crazy, man, is, like, when you're talking about that, right, you still had Rozier in the fourth quarter, and Tay was just giving it to him. Tay was giving it to all of them boys, man. This team is just talent. This is just great to watch, baby. It's like, I can't remember ever in my lifetime. I was born in 82, so 37 years ago, that I've seen a team that was this great. I remember being a little kid going to the games in the 80s with Pierce and those guys on the squad, and those teams were phenomenal to watch. But I just feel like this is insane, man. Like, we're legit, like I said a couple weeks ago when I called you, we are the hunted now, and we're still smacking pools around like this, man. This is great. You add in that Badgers win on top of it, and I mean, what else could the state of Wisconsin want today, bro?
A big win and a cover tomorrow by the Packers would do just fine.
That would be great. I got one question for you, then I'm going to go, man, with some of your other calls. With that one guy calling basketball aficionado of Milwaukee, that I'm sure he'll find something negative to say about the game tonight, though. I'll tweet you who I'm talking about. But would you have wanted to put Giannis in and let him get that last rebound, or are you cool with the way that it ended? I'll listen off the air, bro. Hey, keep up the good work, and, man, I mean, what else is left to say but fear to deer, right?
That's about it, Justin. Appreciate the call, man. Take it easy. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. That's really all else you can say. I mean, losing adjectives and trying to find different ones to say about something about this game, something about this team, it's just a dominating effort and a consistent beat down, and the culture of winning and the culture of success that we kind of talked about last night, to Justin's point, I liked the idea that you're just going to ice the knees. I put it out there early in maybe 2 minutes left in the third, seeing Giannis go out with 20 minutes played and you're already up, I don't know, I think it was 28 at that point, and looked at Dan and Evan in the studio here and thought, do you run Giannis back out there just to stick him there? And we were thinking, maybe you just chill him, just leave him underneath one of the hoops. At some point, a ball is going to bounce off the rim and he's going to be able to get his 10th rebound. Sure, that record is cool, and I think that mark is fun. I think this guy is going to be able to put together much more impressive double-double streaks, and I think that's one of those where Coach Bud just kind of taps the knees and says, hey, we'll get it next time, because Bill Walton's 34 to start a season can wait, but 20 games in and 17 victories is something to really be marveled at. Got Brian in Bayview. He's up at 414-799-1250 for a 41-point Bucks win. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, it's good that the Giannis got benched. We don't want to pull a Tom Thibodeau with Derrick Rose and have him go out there. And
that's a very good point. That's a very good point, Brian. I still remember watching that game, throwing your hands up in the air, saying, "What on earth are you doing, Tom?"
Yeah, you don't want another Derrick Rose MVP moment. Also, I mean, the Bucks just dominated that game. I was not scared of Scary Terry at all. He looked awful. I'm glad Dragon Bending got some minutes. It was just exciting, you know. I didn't even care that they won by 40.
Yeah, no doubt. It's an early night where you can get yourself out. Appreciate it, Brian. A very easy night at the arena if you get to go to the game tonight. This is one of those where you can meander through the pro shop, take a walk around the concourse, check out all the different food places. If you didn't have to pay to get up in the Panorama Club, that place would have been just lit up tonight for sure. I mean, this was one of those where and it's continuing to get into the mold of Tim Allen and I were having this conversation yesterday. If it wasn't on the air, it was off the air while we were talking about the game as he was in for the big show with me. And you wake up each morning, expect to win. Very similar to how the Milwaukee Brewers had been in past years, where you just continually expect the team to not only win, but for the better part of it, dominate. I mean, you just expect it to be a dominating performance pretty much night in and night out, and the Bucks are able to do it tonight once again and put up a 41-spot win for a 137-96 finish. The defensive play of the game brought to you by Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power online at LIUNA113.org. It was Robin Lopez who did a lot of his work from beyond the arc. This one just outside of the restricted area. He swats and sends it back.
Missed it. Well, you know, I'm sitting glued.
I know you're watching it.
I'm watching every single moment.
Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke on the call is on Fox Sports Wisconsin. It's the Big and Save Pros postgame show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Carl's in Pennsylvania with a reality check. Carl, you're on The Fan. What's happening?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you making it.
So my question for the Bucks, and it's going to be the same question all year long, is that I'm not confident that any of our top three players are able to close out a game with, like, if they're down by one with 10 seconds to go. Because Giannis clearly is not a good perimeter shooter, and he's an atrocious foul shooter. Chris Middleton has got no quickness. He's got no... So anytime he gets a shot, somebody's going to be in his face because he can't shake anybody. And then Bledsoe has almost the same problem as Giannis, and he's not a quality shooter from the perimeter, and he's not a good free throw shooter. So with those three... With those drawbacks on our top three players, I'm not confident we're going to be able to win close games, obviously, when I'm talking about in a playoff situation when people actually are playing defense.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Carl. I mean, I don't – those are concerns that I can't solve for you. I mean, those are going to be concerns that every player, every team has faults. I mean, every player, there has not been a perfect basketball player to come out here. You are going to struggle with some facet of the game. Is Giannis not the best free throw shooter we've ever seen? No. Does Eric Bledsoe fall in love with his deep three-point shot? Yes. Can Chris Middleton be a better second all-star or second star on the team? Absolutely. Would you wish Dante DiVincenzo maybe? Every single player is going to have a fault. So if those are going to be the reasons why you believe that the team can fall in the playoffs and in a seven-game series, sure, I understand it. I could also point to other facets of what we've seen out of this team and say why not, right? Like find reasons to believe this team will get upset. Find reasons to believe this team will not be able to ultimately get to the final destination of where they want to be. You can always find those reasons. But to try to believe and think that they're more than really what they are at this exact moment, maybe magnifying those faults, I think some of it's kind of running scared. At this point, you've played 20 games. Sure, you've gotten some breaks in the schedule along the way. But you chewed up, and not even just chewed up, dominated the first stretch of games. Tweeter pointed out, they could easily be 19-1. I mean, you look at that Miami Heat game where you blow a 20-point lead, at TD Garden in Boston. Really the only game that you've lost that probably you deserve to lose was when you put up 33 points and a half against Utah, and you had a chance to win that game. It was tied at 100, and you had what you believed was going to be the final possession. So this team has a... will not get blown out. If anything, complacency could be the issue. And I think we've seen that a couple of different times, and they've made sure that has not been a drawback and a fault and a reason why this 11-game win streak has been snapped. It could go all the way to 13 as you look at the next two nights on Monday as the New York Knicks are in town. That shouldn't scare you. And a 6 o'clock game on Wednesday night against the Detroit Pistons on the road at Little Caesars Arena also should not be a fear. So you're expecting it to be a 13-game winning streak going into Friday night's showdown against the LA Clippers, and we'll be talking about it with you after each and every one of these on the Big and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. This hour on The Fan is brought to you by Wrench and Go. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around at Wrench and Go. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This is the Big and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. We'll hear from the head coach next. Also, Matt Velasquez straight ahead. Keep it right here. You got 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
The past 4 or 5 years, this year, down at the bottom half of the league.
Nick Batum saves it for Giannis. He pushes Zeller out of the way. Giannis, mean mugs, the Hornets.
Yeah, well, there was something else going on to the Hornets tonight. I feel bad for everybody on that flight. A 41-point drumming is what the Charlotte Hornets got tonight at Fiserv Forum. 137-96. 32, 34, 35, 36. That, the scoring output by your Milwaukee Bucks in each quarter of tonight's game. And they just fully, utterly dominate the Charlotte Hornets. Take some notes, nothing, you know, meticulous as I'm getting ready for the show tonight while the game's going on. And right about halftime, I'm looking up and 20-point game. And you look at how some of these games have gone. And even last night, Bucks led by 20, 22 at one point in the first half. And gets close, right? There's always a chance that, you know, teams are going to make a comeback, right? There's always the quote of every team's going to make their run, especially in the NBA. Well, there was no such run for the Charlotte Hornets tonight at all. Nothing they were able to do. As everybody plays, everybody scores for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. In a double-figure affair for Giannis, 26 points, 9 rebounds, but he loses his consecutive double-double streak, which will be snapped at 19 here in the 20th game of the 2019-2020 season. Bucks now 17-3, 8-1 at Fiserv Forum. That lone loss coming in the opener of Fiserv Forum here for the season this year against the Miami Heat. That one of those games where the Bucks led by 20 at one point in that contest were unable to hold on and beat that Miami Heat team that they find still hanging on and beating close to them in the race for the Eastern Conference as the Heat sit at 13-5, just two games back, three games technically, of the Milwaukee Bucks for the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference. Bucks over the Raptors by 2 games and 3 apiece for the Heat, Celtics, and 76ers. 76ers get a big win tonight as well over the Indiana Pacers, 119-116. Pacers fall 4.5 games out of first in the Eastern Conference. Sacramento upends Denver in overtime, 197. And the Are You Kidding Me moment of the night comes from Houston and our good friend James Harden. So James Harden puts up 60, as he's not going to be denied. The guy could just fill it up absolutely. Second least field goals attempted in a 60-point game in NBA history. As I'm reading this here off the four-letter network, James Harden's 24 field goals, the fewest, actually, pardon me there, the fewest in a 60-point game in NBA history. He was miffed as he was pulled out with about 5.5 minutes left in that game, just 2 points shy of his career high for 62. Played 31 minutes, 16 of 24, 8 of 14 from 3, 20 of 23 from the foul line, but was ticked that he got pulled out. Giannis snaps his consecutive double-double streak, has ice on his knees with 20 minutes played, and says, you know what, coach, I'm good. I'm all right. Back-to-back, don't worry about it. We'll be okay. People are getting after me in the mentions of this belief that I just wanted to know what some people felt. Would you check Giannis back in? This was with about 2 minutes left in the third. At that point, it was clear the game was in hand. It had just first reached its first 30-point margin for the Bucks in the lead. Got one from Hogg, says he deserves the opportunity if he chooses. Joel says, nah. Big Human says, no, but I wouldn't freak out if they did. That's a 50-50 call. Matt said, yes, he wanted it. Jayzilla said, no, championships are the only stat that matters, and keeping the streak going artificially doesn't do a thing towards achieving a title and ever so slightly jeopardizes something that could hurt you in the end. That's the toughest part about this. You don't want to risk any part of it, but I would have liked the idea going back in, trying to extend the lead. Jeff Ward said Jordan wouldn't. Well, Michael Jordan was always down to make sure that his stat was padded. He never took any royalties against. Don't worry, I'll step out here, Coach. I've had my numbers tonight. I've had my fill. Don't worry about it. I've done my job tonight. There weren't many nights, I believe, where 23 was saying, you know what, Coach, I'm good. I don't have to go back into the game. I've said my piece. I'm in. X Factor of the game brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Bobcat Athletics. The Bobcats offer 15 junior college sports and scholarships in all 15 of those sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. We'll hear from the head coach, Mike Budenholzer, right now in the Coach's Corner, presented by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers and great benefits with more home time than anybody else. Visit schneiderjobs.com or call them at 1-800-44-PRIDE. Here's the head coach after the game tonight, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Mike Budenholzer, after the Bucks win 137-96, and they've won 11 straight, 17 of their first 20.
This is a good win for us. Great to see, you know, Robin step up in his opportunity to play more minutes and play with the starters. And, you know, he really set a tone for us, I think, on both ends. Three block shots, DJ playing more. You know, so it's just great when those guys get opportunities. You don't want injuries or things like that to happen during the year, but the side benefit is other guys getting to play and step up. And, you know, all up and down, it was great. Great to see Dragan get to play tonight and Frank and everybody. So, good overall game by us.
I know in Cleveland we talked about the fact that you guys really haven't had many blowouts this year. Just how do you think you guys handled the professionalism in the second half?
Yeah, you know, the third quarter, I think, you know, obviously a little bit of a, you know, scheduling gift. I think, you know, they've, you know, had a tough close game last night. And but we talked about the third quarter and just, you know, could we have a good one? Could we try and put our, you know, our kind of imprint on the game? And having that, and again, I thought Cleveland was phenomenal in the third quarter. But, you know, still, could we do something for us to be the team that does something special in the third quarter? And certainly the guys did that. I was proud of them.
You know, how important can it be for you guys on the second night of a back-to-back to be able to spread those minutes out and get some of your starters some extra rest?
Yeah, huge. You know, it's just, you know, it's. I think we're at the 20 game mark, and, you know, we've been on the road a fair amount, and, you know, just a steady stream of games. And so I think some guys are feeling a little bit. So to get a night where, A, you know, those guys that are bumped and bruised, you know, they play well, and then the guys on the bench play well, and we're able to keep it, you know, I think the highest guys, like, you know, 23, 24 minutes to keep Giannis under 20 is huge. So to find these nights in a schedule or within the NBA schedule is really helpful for us.
Dragan's been going back and forth between the Herd and the Bucks. What does it say about him that he gets an opportunity tonight and he gets in and contributes right away?
Yeah, just really, really happy for him and his, you know, professionalism, his work ethic, his attitude to the big picture. He knows that there's a plan for him. He knows that he's here to grow and develop, and at some point he's going to help us. And, you know, tonight he got to come in and play and help us last night. You know, I'm really pleased with the Herd. They're, I think, 7-1 and playing really well, and Dragan's a big part of that. And, you know, the program, hopefully from top to bottom, is doing a lot of good things, and Dragan's an example of that.
Who played a big role off the bench today? Let's check our bench mob moment of the game. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Anytime Dragan Bender gets into the game, he's going to be our bench mob moment of the game. But a close second, Frank Mason Jr., Frank Mason III, gets into the game. 1 of 4, 1 of 2 from deep, 1 of 2 from the foul line, scores 4 points. 3 assists for Frank Mason III, gets his first stats as a Milwaukee Buck. Dragan Bender also filled it up a little bit. He was the 100th point, actually 101 as well, on a triple coming from Dragan Bender, as he gave Jim Paschke the opportunity to let everybody know once again the team that usually scores 100 first wins the game. Dragan Bender did that. Part of his 12-point outburst that he had in 14 minutes tonight. 5 of 7 from the field. 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. Dragan Bender, also not only the bench mob moment of the game, he is our MVB of tonight's game. Brought to you by Chevy. And there's no better night for Dragan Bender to be the MVB of the game because you played the Charlotte Hornets, who came in here 8 of 12, both teams on a back-to-back, and Giannis plays under 20 minutes, officially 19 minutes and 37 seconds. We'll hear from somebody that was inside the locker room, Matt Velasquez, coming up next year on the Pick and Save Probes post-game show, just what the mood was like in that locker room after the Bucks just coast through the fourth quarter, and they coast through the entire night tonight, 137-96, a 41-point beat down of the Charlotte Hornets. If you were at Fiserv Forum, still a little bit of time for you at 414-799-1250 as well. It's Pick and Save Probes post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Matt Velasquez straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, with you on the Fan.
Green Bay trying to put it back on the tracks in New York. I'm Bill Michaels. Join me and Gary Ellison immediately following Green Bay in New York for the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold post-game show. We'll take your calls, emails, tweets, and reaction right here on 1250 AM and 105.7 and FM The Fan.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
We'll take a look at the injury report. Bucks win tonight 137-96 over the Hornets. Season high for the team, 41 assists. They had a season high, I believe it was 31 was going to be the season high, and they broke that mark 3 minutes into the fourth quarter. It was an absolute blowout, and the Bucks never trailed in this game. Started up 2-0, got as close as 3-2 times, a little testy there late in the first quarter, and then the Bucks just run away from everybody tonight. Ran away and hide. 32, 34, 35, 36. The scoring output per quarters by the Bucks tonight as they blow out the Hornets on the second leg of a back-to-back. Now 17-3 in the first 20 games of the 2019 season here in Milwaukee, and you're listening to us after each and every game on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Pick and Save, more ways to save with great sales, fuel points, and digital coupons. We're also driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Look at those injuries tonight. Brooke Lopez was held out of the game due to a sore back, along with Sterling Brown. He was in a suit today. He will not play because of a shoulder injury to Sterling Brown. Also, Thanasis Antetokounmpo did not suit up tonight, out with an illness. Eric Bledsoe listed as day-to-day, but he was ready to go. Played 23 minutes, only shot twice, but dished out 10 different dimes. Part of the reason why the Bucks were able to be as efficient as they were throughout the night tonight was Eric Bledsoe dueling out assists, and George Hill continuing to do his thing, playing both legs of this back-to-back. He had 18 points last night, coming back from his back soreness and some spasms that he's having in his back as well. And the Bucks get the win again tonight. 26 points and 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal from Giannis on 11 of 19 shooting. Giannis, his 19 consecutive double-double streak to begin the 2019-2020 season is now done, but with 19 minutes of play and a 41-point win, the Bucks will much rather take that stat line than anything else. Robin Lopez starting in the place of his brother, as I just mentioned, due to an injury. 24 minutes, his largest output of the night, of the season, minutes-wise, tonight for Robin. He shoots 5 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 5 from downtown, a career high of 3 threes made from Robin Lopez tonight, and 13 points, 6 boards, and 4 dimes, as well as Eric Bledsoe's 10 dimes and 4 rebounds that he had in 23 minutes. Wes Matthews in 21 minutes of play. He was 5 of 9, 3 of 6 from deep, 1 of 1 from the foul line. 14 points for Wes, go along with 3 boards that he picked up, as well as Dante DiVincenzo's 10 points that he had on 4 of 6 shooting, 2 of 3 from deep in 20 minutes for Dante. Also cleaned up with 6 boards, as well as a steal in tonight's game. DJ Wilson, talk about another another high for the season in minutes played for DJ Wilson. He has 24 minutes, 4 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 8 from downtown as he chucked up a little bit late. 11 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, and there was 11 points from Ersan Ilyasova in 16 minutes. Also, Dragan Bender, as we said, he was the bench mob moment of the game, and he comes off for 12 points on the night. Also, 15 off the bench from Chris Middleton on 7 of 14 shooting through 0 of 2 from downtown. Frank Mason Jr. gets in with 10 minutes and 4 points. George Hill, 15 minutes of play tonight, 4 of 5 from the floor, 10 points, 3 points from Kyle Korver, and Pat Connaughton drops 6 as well. Hear from Matt Velasquez momentarily. Each time Matt joins us here on the postgame show, it's brought to you by the Thomas Morola Law Office. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net or call them at 414-327-5800. Let's bring him on in now. He is Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel beat writer of the Milwaukee Bucks. You can read and follow his stuff on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez as he joins us here now on the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show. Down at Fiserv Forum. Matt, a very easy workload for Giannis as he doesn't even play 20 minutes and 26 points, and the Bucks just run away tonight and hide.
Yeah, absolute domination. I'm not going to say from start to finish because the first minute and a half wasn't perfect.
Right.
But after that, it was just, you know, clear-cut domination by the Bucks. They've ramped it up every quarter. They played the kind of game that I'm sure Bucks fans have been waiting to see for a long time, where they're up 7 after the quarter, up 17 at the half, up 26, you know, going into the fourth quarter. And then they even extended it further, you know, with their depth. I mean, guys like Dragan Bender, DJ Wilson, Frank Mason, like those guys are getting out there and getting buckets. You know, Pat Connaughton, you know, throwing down some dunks at the end to, you know, excite the fans who were still around. It was just a, you know, a real big team effort. I think they had a season-high 41 assists. Everybody got involved. 13 guys scored. Like I said, total domination.
It's got to be a happy locker room, too, when not only the regular cast of characters are putting in work and getting their numbers and their buckets, but like you said, Dragan played for the Herd last night, and now he comes in, gets 14 minutes and 12 points. Frank Mason gets himself into the game. Everybody's able to work a little bit, and your stars don't have to exert themselves, as the Bucks did come in tonight a little bit banged up.
Oh, yeah, this is just how every team draws it up. Everybody wants to, you know, play the kind of game where they can play well and then they can cede the floor to other guys who also play well. Nobody has to play, you know, big minutes. No one really played more than, like, 24, 25 minutes. So everybody's getting in there. Everybody's getting a nice little run. And they ran the Hornets out of the gym, and it was, you know, pretty straightforward.
Do we have any updates on Brook Lopez as he sits out tonight, expecting him to be ready for Monday, or all eyes looking at Friday when the Clippers come to town?
You know, I think we don't have a clear timetable, but the expectation is that this isn't supposed to be a big deal. He was out there sitting behind the bench for tonight's game, and you know, he's around. Sterling Brown, he's around too, but you know, his AC joint sprain in his right shoulder. Maybe a little longer. You know, Bud intimated on Friday that we might get more information today, but we didn't get that out. But I would expect with an off day on Sunday and rest tonight that Brooks should be available on Monday, but we'll just have to see how things go as we get closer to that game against the Knicks.
I don't know about man for man and just the talent level of top-level players or one guy filling in for the talent level of a Malcolm Brogdon, however you want to say it, but 17-3 through the first 20 games of the season, the first quarter now done here in 2019-2020, feels like this team is definitely better than they were last year, at least deeper, Matt. What's your evaluation through the first 20?
Oh, I think they're really, really good. Yeah, we'll have to see, you know, whether or not they're better. As of this point right now, obviously the record is better than it was a year ago. Obviously, you know, there's the caveat that last year they were kind of getting used to a new system, mm-hmm. and kind of figuring things out together for the first time, though they did start 7-0. But I think that they're still, you know, the jury's still out in terms of the Bucks being better, but I do think that they are deeper. I think we saw that tonight where Dragan Bender can just kind of plug and play. And granted, it was basically in garbage time for the late third and all the fourth quarter. You know, but he came in and he knocked down shots. and he played well. You know, racked up four fouls in a short period of time. But,
sure.
You know, that's neither here nor there in a game like this. I think that they have a lot of options and guys who, even though they had three guys out, everybody else just kind of stepped in, closed ranks, and were totally fine. So I think this Bucks team has the capability of being the best team in the East and maintaining that throughout the season and the playoffs. But we'll have to see what they're able to do.
Yeah, I mean, 15-1 through the month of November, as that is now set and that is now done. The best month that they've put together in this month, I guess, in their franchise's history of a 15-1 mark through a month. It's really, really impressive, and I thought 58.5 was pretty much right on par where Vegas slotted the win total right now. Is, I mean, anybody can pretty much do that math. Through the first 20, they're on pace to win 70 games. I don't know about that, but another 60-win season does look like it's in store, at least right now, if you just go through the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely on pace. They've won some games against teams that maybe you might not think they would win when you look at, you know, going to L.A. and beating the Clippers. And of course, they didn't have Kawhi Leonard or Paul George in the game, but it still counts as a win. So if you were looking ahead at the start of the season, think, okay, would they win that game or not? Well, they did. And, you know, they've played some difficult teams thus far. They still have the softest remaining strength of schedule, just because they don't have to play themselves, and that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have the opportunity to rack up wins, and if they approach games against, you know, subpar, particularly Eastern Conference teams like they did today, they're going to be fine. And, you know, Giannis talked in the locker room today about how they kind of have that drive, and they, especially if they lose, you know, they don't want to lose again. Like, it kind of sticks in their craw, and they want to, you know, bounce back. But when they don't lose, you know, they still have that drive. They still have that focus and intensity. You know, yes, they've won 10 in a row before tonight, but they wanted to get to 11. They wanted to kind of cement who they are and kind of what they're made of and what they're going for, what they're trying to build. And a game like tonight speaks volumes about, you know, how they're working to accomplish those goals.
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty fun to watch. And you get the front row seat, and we get to follow along with all your coverage, Matt. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk on Monday.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
That's Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel, JS Online. You follow him on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez for all his great coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks. This hour on The Fan, brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th. Stop in today for lunch or dinner. Try the fabulous Friday fish fry now open, Coaches on Lake Dunoon. I was just out there. You try the big boy burger is what you do. That's what you try. Also, the boneless wings. Mmm. Just like big tender. Oh, man. Could get into some of those right now. There's plenty of time to. There was plenty of time for everybody to get into this one. A 137-96 win. Bucks take care of business at home. And now it's a couple of days off and then back at home on Monday night against the New York Knickerbockers. I'll be out there on Monday night. We will be out at the Toy Drive on Monday, 6-6, as it starts up Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. But first, tomorrow, myself and Tim Allen, starting up at 10 right here on The Fan, Fantasy Football Weekly, answering all your questions. For Dan Plucker, Sam Schmitz down at Fiserv Forum, Bucks get another win, a 41-point drumming. We're back on Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.